Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, along with all 49 of his Senate Republican colleagues, as well as two Democratic senators, voted to overturn President Biden's vaccine mandate for businesses using the Congressional Review Act to eliminate an executive branch rule. Senator Sullivan was one of the leaders in the Congressional Review Act effort against the vaccine mandate. Senate Joint Resolution 29 provides congressional disapproval of the rule submitted by the Department of Labor, entitled COVID-19 Vaccination and Testing Emergency Temporary Standard, which would have resulted in hundreds of thousands of Americans possibly losing their jobs. A companion piece of legislation in the House of Representatives currently has 212 supporters, with every Republican in the chamber co-sponsoring. Senator Sullivan at a press conference recently said,
"When you look at how we got through the pandemic last year, one of the core principles of all the relief legislation that we put forward was this. Businesses, small businesses, airlines, big businesses, defense contractors, you're going to get federal relief if you keep your employees, if you keep them. The whole idea last year in a bipartisan way was that you get relief and let's get through the pandemic by keeping employers and employees together. That was the law. This president has taken a sledgehammer to that principle, and it's remarkable. Because what he is now saying is, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to require employers to fire your employees. That is a 180-degree turn from where we all were as a Congress and the previous administration. And it's the wrong principle on so many fronts, particularly because so many people at risk of being fired right now."
But according to ABC News, this is largely a symbolic move, as the House has no plans to take up this measure, and the White House has stated that President Biden would veto it if it lands on his desk. Alaska State Troopers on Wednesday received a report at 8:23 a.m. of a report of a disturbance from a residence in Seward off of Kane's Head Court. The parties involved were contacted by Alaska State Troopers in the parking lot of the Bear Creek Fire Department. An investigation revealed that 38-year-old Leif Rydberg of Seward was driving while impaired by controlled substance with a minor in the back seat. This is according to the online State Trooper dispatch. Rydberg also reportedly is on probation for a previous charge. Rydberg was arrested and transported to the Seward Community Jail, where he was remanded for the charges of driving under the influence, endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree, and violating the conditions of probation with no bail set. The child was released to a responsible third party. Preliminary data is now beginning to come in on the Omicron variant as labs around the world study it. ABC's Alex Stone says,
"Two new studies find the mRNA vaccines do protect against Omicron, especially if a person is boosted, and early data showing Omicron might be weaker than other variants. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says of the 40 cases in the U.S., most have been mild. The Delta variant is what's killing over 1,100 Americans every day. She tells ABC News, if you're planning holiday gatherings, best advice:
get your vaccine. If you're eligible for a boost, get your boost. Make sure everybody who's going to be gathering with you has done the same."
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Meanwhile, Alaska's COVID-19 case count remains on a decline. State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin said that we're continuing to see fewer and fewer cases each week, which is great, he says. But he adds that the Omicron variant hasn't been detected in Alaska as of yet, but he expects that to happen any day. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.